it was a ceremony on the south lawn of the White House to mark an historic confirmation that had been centuries in the making.
It has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States. But we've made it. We've made it. All of us. All of us.
And this nomination is confirmed.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the nation's highest court on Thursday in the U.S. Senate. The significance of the moment was not lost on Kamala Harris, who made history as America's first female and woman of color vice president.
You will inspire generations of leaders, and they will see for the first time four women sitting on that court at one time.
Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation is victory for President Joe Biden, whose approval ratings are in need of a boost, including among black voters who helped elect him to the White House.
But on Friday, it wasn't his political future that Biden was focused on, but instead the women this moment could inspire.
This is going to let so much sunshine on so many young women, so many young black women, so many minorities, that it's real. We're going to look back and see this as a moment of real change in American history.
Jackson says that as the child of parents who attended racially segregated schools, America is on the right path.
In my family, it took just one generation to go from segregation to the Supreme Court of the United States.
When Jackson is sworn in later this year for the first time, white men will no longer make up a majority on the court. For the first time, the U.S. Supreme Court will look more like the America it serves. A goal of President Biden's when he took office. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, the White House.